One of the important data releases we have at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, the organization that I work for, is the sentiment indicator about South Africa's agriculture and agribusiness. And we measure the sentiment in the sector through the index called the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. We release it quarterly, and it's been running since the early 2000s. And our interpretation of it is that it almost plays as a lead indicator for fixed investment in the sector, but it also gives us a direction as to where the trajectory of growth in this sector will be. So we monitor it and we work on it quite closely, and we release it on a quarterly basis. In the first week of December, we released the fourth quarter results for 2025. And the results are pretty much upbeat. They showed that the index surged from the level that it was in the third quarter of 2025. So how this index works, it is a composite index. It has about 10 sub-indices. And of course, then it ranks from 0 to 100. And anything or any figure that is above 50, which is a neutral benchmark point, you would categorize it as showing an upbeat mood in the sector. And in the last quarter of 2025, the index surged by 5 points. It is now at 67 points, which pretty much then tells us that agribusinesses and farmers are quite upbeat about the way of doing business in South Africa. This index is broad-based. We talked to various respondents across all of the subsectors of agriculture. And we also ensure that it is quite representative of all of the provinces of this country. We carried out the survey in the last week of November and, of course, then put all of this together and released it in the first week of December. Now, if you ask the key question to say, what are the fundamental things that are underpinning this optimism in the South African farming sector? There are a number of things, but I think at the core, it is the favorable weather conditions that enabled the sector to actually see strong performance in terms of production. Because remember, if you just look into the field crops in South Africa, we've had one of the excellent production years. Consider soybeans. We had a record soybean crop. We had the second largest maize crop on record. And in all of the other grains, the performance was superb. Sugarcane production also up double digit compared to where we were last year. So a very good production cycle that side, and the favorable weather conditions were the core catalyst behind this improvement. We also had favorable production conditions in our fruits and vegetables, partly also supported by these favorable weather conditions, and it ensured that we deliver an excellent output. So that's the first part that I would say it underscored this optimism in the sector. The second aspect is also the fact that our exports have continued throughout quite smoothly and quite robustly. Because think about it, we now have the full data for the first three quarters of this year. And if you consider the numbers, South Africa's agriculture export cumulatively for this period, they are at $11.7 billion. That is up 10% from the same period last year. It is both the function of large volumes, better prices, but also the fact that the ports were quite efficient. There's been a lot of work that has been happening in the port partnership between private sector, Transnet, and many other stakeholders to ensure that we realize the better efficiencies in our ports in South Africa. And this is a work that has been ongoing under Operation Vulindlela and many other interventions. And I would say, as the agricultural sector, we are reaping the rewards of that. And of course, I'm not saying that all things are now at the top and we don't need to make any improvement. Improvements are necessary and they must be made. And in fact, as I record this podcast, I know that in Cape Town Port, there's been heavy winds. And we need to ensure that we maintain the full focus on that side, because right now we are on the full-blown table grape export season, and we have to ensure that the efficiencies are quite up to standard in the Cape Town port. But all things considered, the performance this time around is far better than what we have seen in the previous years. And this is partly also one of the important factors that is contributing to this optimism that we are seeing in the sector. Now, we do have one subsector that has struggled quite a lot in South Africa. The livestock industry, particularly cattle farmers, they've struggled with foot and mouth disease, and this has been an issue for quite some time. And it's not the first time, because remember in 2022-23, that was one of our difficult periods also in a foot and mouth disease in South Africa, where for the first time, 6 of our 9 provinces got the foot and mouth disease. This time around, we have been seeing the outbreak of this disease happening in a number of provinces in South Africa, and we're seemingly struggling to actually be able to control it. And whenever we have the foot and mouth disease, we get kicked out of various export markets temporarily until, of course, when we are fine, and then we can be able to re-enter those markets and rejoin and continue to export. And there's been even in the past difficulties in related industry. If you talk to our friends in the wool industry, they will tell you that when there was foot and mouth disease in the last round, 2022-23, some of the key markets like China, they temporarily blocked our wool exports while there was no issue of foot and mouth disease in sheep, but they were just taking the extra cautious step of ensuring that they don't take any product from us. But of course, that's the conversation that we managed to have with the authorities in China, and there was a protocol that was signed and we continued to export our wool. I'm mentioning this example of China and the risk related to this because China, of course, is the biggest buyer of wool. About 70% of the South African wool exports go to China. So when we were temporarily blocked there, this put a lot of financial pressure on the wool industry and the sheep farming farmers in general in South Africa. But this time around, the sentiment is changing even in the livestock industry. And what is adding to this change or swing in sentiment to a more upbeat, while the industry is still struggling with the foot and mouth disease, is the fact that there is a new development, which is that South Africa will now begin to vaccinate for foot and mouth disease across the country. The entire cattle herd will be vaccinated. And this is the official message that came out of the Department of Agriculture, and it's targeting on ensuring that we finally are able to get rid of this disease and be back into a healthy status where we can actually be able to go back to the export markets as South Africa. This is going to be a lot of work. Firstly, because if you think about our national cattle herd, we have about 12 million cattle, and of course about 7.2 million are in the commercial production. Those that are in commercial production, we may be able to make inroads because the facilities and the organizations may be able to quickly work productively to vaccinate all of those cattle. But while you deal with the other millions that are in the smallholder, medium scale, township and former homelands, there may be difficulties in reaching all of the areas and ensuring that we vaccinate with speed. So those are all of the logistics that we are yet to think about. And in fact, I shouldn't say to think about. Those are all logistics that we are yet to work on, because there's nothing to think about this now. It has been announced and it's something that we have to do. But the executing all of that work will require a lot of collaboration. Collaboration with private sector, provincial government, traditional leaders, and many other stakeholders in the communities to ensure that we get through this disease. But the fact that it was announced, it's one of the other things that added to the optimism in the sector, because now people are feeling that a solution is on the way and we are able soon, possibly, to get through this difficult situation that we are in. We will not be the first country to vaccinate. The likes of Brazil, Argentina vaccinated. And once they are clean, they are able then to rejoin to continue with their export markets, and they can pause the vaccination when they have been through their disease. So that's what South Africa, the step that we will be taking with this vaccination approach as a country. So taking all of those factors into consideration and thinking about where the sector is, we think those are some of the things that are added to this improvement in sentiment that the South African agriculture registered. And certainly those are some of the comments that many of the people in the respondents were highlighting. But of course, there remain some concerns. This doesn't mean that now everything is rosy in South African agriculture. People continue to worry about the geopolitics and the pressures that they may present in future. People continue to worry that the municipalities in our country are underperforming. Rural crime is one of the issues. Slow release of land that is owned by the government. The government in South Africa has about 2.5 million hectares of land that must be released with title deeds to black farmers, and we haven't been able to do that as a country. And folks in their response to our survey continuously highlight some of those aspects. And of course, the continuous improvement generally in the network industries is something that folks are highlighted. But on the upside, it's also the fact that we are now in the 2025-26 production season, and it's another La Nina period, which means then the season that we are starting, we may continue with favorable rainfall and be able to deliver yet another good crop. So folks, those are some of the things that I thought I should highlight, because they really shaped how the sentiment in the sector looked like. And there is a full statement that captures all of these, as well as the data that comes up, and we'll make sure that we publish that, or you can get it in the website of AgBiz, that is www.agbiz.co.za, agbiz.co.za, or you can find it in my Substack. Just type Substack Wandile, and you will be able to get there and access the statement and access the data. Thank you so very much for listening.